Yeah, I know, but I try to do a fair job for a fair price. I don't try to overcharge or try to get rich off of it, you know. Just radios are made to be enjoyed or something like that. Hell, who the hell knows? But this is a nice radio still. Like I said, it's not mint like mine, but mint don't mean shit to me if the radio don't work. And, yeah, I went through it. I went through all the function. I went through all the shortwave and FM and airband and everything. Yeah, everything's working. And you turn the volume up, it gets nice and loud. So that's what the problem was. You had to turn it all the way up just to hear it. And then you had to kind of strain a little bit just to hear it. And that's always the two electrolytic capacitors in the audio board. It's always those two. They're electrolytic, and, you know, from being so old, the electrolyte dries up in them, and they turn into resistors. And it's a common problem with a lot of radios. These old radios these days, the capacitors are usually bad, and you have to change them out.